Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for another day's journey. Today is day 14 of our time of fasting and prayer together. What a blessing it is. Amen. We are getting closer to the halfway mark. Can you all believe it? Almost there, halfway through, and we are thankful to God for it. All right, we're going to get right to the word. I'm going to do my best to keep this 15 minutes and under. So today's scripture is coming to us from the Gospel of Luke, Luke's Gospel chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, and I want to read verses 22 and 23, but for your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read the entire 6th chapter, which I know will be a blessing to your life. But for our time, we want to look at Luke chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about a leap day blessing. A leap day blessing. Beloved, as you all know, there's the rare occurrence of what is known as leap day. Today is leap day, February the 29th. And leap day is significant because it's a day that only comes around every 4 years. It was started back during the time of Julius Caesar in 45 BCE, and it has come up through the ranks over time. And so every 4 years, the calendar records a leap day, which February 29th is, and it's given to the shortest month in the entire calendar, which is the month of February. So every 4 years is a leap day blessing. Today is a leap day blessing. But Jesus reminds his disciples that a leap day blessing could be happening and they don't even recognize it. Text says that a large crowd who had been healed by Jesus followed him. And they tried to touch him because they knew Jesus had power. And in that moment, verse 20 says that Jesus turns to his disciples and reminds them what it means to be blessed, what it means to be blessed doing kingdom business. And so Jesus then gives them a reminder, verses 20 and 21, of some of the Beatitudes. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. He gives them some insights and reminders of the Beatitudes that were mentioned earlier. So, beloved, if you are a disciple of Christ, What should you be looking for in a leap day blessing? I'm so glad you asked. There are three things out of this text that I think will help us to recognize and realize our leap day blessing. Number one, you are blessed when people revile you. You are blessed when people revile you. It's a leap day blessing when people revile you. Look at verse 22a clause. It says, blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and insult you. Wait a minute, Pastor Charles, I don't want to be hated. I don't want to be excluded. I don't want to be insulted. But what Jesus is saying to his disciples is when those things happen on behalf of kingdom business, you are a blessed individual. And it is a leap day blessing for you because these things are happening. Now, what you must also understand is right here in Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 13, that after much prayer and consultation with God the Father, Jesus then lays on the disciples the designation of being called apostles. He lays on them the fact that you will all be now known as apostles. It's Luke chapter 6, verse 13. And he names all of them, including Judas, who would become the traitor. And with this now new designation, with this now new level or higher level of appointment, there now will come a deeper attack from the enemy. But God has your back no matter the attack. Even when people hate you, when they exclude you, when they insult you, remember you are a child of the Most High God. And when people revile you for whatever reason, because you know who you are in God, you do not have to worry about it. Today is your leap day. It's a leap day blessing because you are hated for the things that people don't understand, God has a way of blessing you. So when they revile you, know that you are blessed. Second thing I want to lift up, beloved, is you are blessed not only when people revile you, but you are blessed when people reject your name. When people reject your name, look at the B clause of verse 22. Not only is it hatred and exclusion and insults that show that you are blessed when you're doing kingdom business, but also it says, and when they reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. See, when you're serving the Lord, but people reject your name, you are blessed because you are rejected because of Jesus Christ. So those who are rejected because of Jesus will be accepted in the kingdom of God. And I love it, beloved, because right here in the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, Jesus says in Luke 10 and 16 that whoever listens to you listens to me. And whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. In other words, when they reject you, they are rejecting God. And it's a blessing to know, beloved, that we are in the same line, we're in the same lineage as those who have been rejected in the past. But don't worry about it. Today is your leap day. You can rejoice because God is blessing you and will accept you. In Luke 10 and 20, it says, once the disciples returned from their mission, they were amazed at all the things that they were able to do. But Jesus says these words in Luke 10 and 20, do not rejoice that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Men might not like your name down here. They may call your name evil because you're following the dictates of the Lord Jesus Christ. But don't worry about that. Jesus says, go on and rejoice. Get your leap day on, your leap day shout on, because your name is written in heaven. You're blessed not only because people revile you, you're blessed not only because people may reject your name, but you are blessed finally because there's a great reward waiting on you. There's a great reward waiting on you. Look at verse 23. Verse 23 says, rejoice in that day and leap for joy because great is your reward in heaven. for that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. In fact, what he's saying is rejoice, get excited. Get excited on the day that you figure out and recognize that I'm being reviled because of the sake of kingdom business. Get excited and jump for joy the day you recognize and realize that you are rejected, your name is rejected, because the day your name is rejected is the day that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Get excited because great is your reward. Text says not only to get excited, rejoice in that day, but it also says, and leap for joy. That means make some noise and jump around. Why am I doing that? Because when you endure all this, your leap day blessing means that great is your reward in heaven. You are in good company along with the prophets who have been rejected as well. But we thank and praise God that while we're doing kingdom business, we may have targets on our backs. While we're doing kingdom business, everybody might not like us. While we're doing kingdom business, we may feel rejected. Our names are put out there. While we're doing kingdom business, recognize and realize that great is your reward in heaven. Beloved, I'll leave us with this. Today is also the last day of Black History Month, and we know we celebrate Black History Month 365 days, 24/7. But there was something that was said earlier, a couple of weeks ago, concerning Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. by a white evangelical who shared and stated that Dr. King would be lifting up his eyes in hell, and that Dr. King was not a prophet, and that Dr. King did no good for the people, African-American people. The reality is this, and you can look it up, but this evangelical is someone that I have no more respect for, because he has besmirched the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But then the Lord helped me to recognize and realize that it's okay. They can say what they want, but we know the tree by the fruit that it bears. And Dr. King said on his last day on earth, it really doesn't matter with me now, but I've been to the mountaintop. And King said, I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. He said, I may not get there with you, but we as a people tonight will get to the promised land. He says, I just want to do God's will. That's the moniker. That's the theme. That's the attitude we have to hold on to. Think about those that have come before us and what they had to endure. And think about the fact that even now, 50 years after this man has died, that there are people still hating on Martin Luther King Jr. But it's all right. It's all right, because it's a leap day blessing for us to know that even in the midst of being reviled, even in the midst of being rejected, great is our reward in heaven. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for understanding your word, that when you call us into doing kingdom business, that everybody's not going to like us. Everybody's not going to stand with us. Everybody's not going to understand what you're doing and why. But all that matters is that we are pleasing you. All that matters, Lord God, is even if we're talked about for your name's sake, that our names, Lord God, have been placed in heaven. That's the most important thing. So help us to recognize and realize that it's a time for rejoicing in the midst of rejection, that it's a time for rejoicing even in the midst of being reviled, that it's a time for rejoicing just as they have treated the prophets that have come before us, Lord God. We're still in the same pantheon and line and lineage of those great sages of the past who are speaking truth to power. So help us to stand on what we know, and help us to recognize and realize it doesn't matter what they call us. It doesn't matter what they say about us. All that matters, Lord God, is that we do God's will. So bless us, Lord God, as we seek to do your will. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me and you going through a little something right now, today is your leap day. Go on and give God praise. Make some noise. Jump and shout, because great is your reward in heaven. Be blessed. Amen.